Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, or whenever you're watching the show. Welcome to the first episode of Sports Night Radio, The Wire's official student-run podcast for all things sports. My name is Paul Gustafson, and I'm joined here today by Kurt Rastogi.
What's up?
I'm doing good, Kurt. How are you today, brother?
I'm fine. I'm chilling. Wi-Fi's down, and that'd be the best.
I know, we're going crazy out here. No Wi-Fi at school today. But, we actually had our fantasy basketball draft last week. What do you think, Kurt? How'd you do?
I have one of the best teams in the league.
Which I think is a complete lie. Tell them who you got.
All right, first pick, I got Karl-Anthony Towns, number 4 overall. Going to be perfect for the team. I got Klay, which is going to be a sleeper when he comes
back.
That
was a late pick, Klay Thompson. I wanted Klay, and you stole him.
And Kemba, the pick after Kat, so I'm okay with that.
So I don't know about Curran's team. I picked up the Greek Freak round 1. I thought that was a no-brainer. I had the second pick. And then I got Simmons round 2 and Zion round 3. A lot of potential. I think I could be pretty good here. All I know is that I'm probably absolutely going to destroy you whenever we play each other.
I don't think so. I think I got the win.
Yeah, this is not true. All right, so later on the show, we're going to be talking about the upcoming NBA season and our playoff predictions for both the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference. But before we do that, since this is our first episode, we want to tell you a little bit about ourselves and our affiliations within sports. So, Kern, you could start us off here.
All right, my name is Kern Rastogi. I'm a sophomore at West Essex High School. I'm a New York fan, so I like the Giants, I like the Yankees, I like the Knicks, and I like the Devils, even though they're not really a New York team. I also like soccer, I like Chelsea, and for college, I like the Rutgers Scarlet Knights.
My name is Paul Gustafson. I'm a sophomore here at West Essex High School. I'm all over the map here. I'm a Miami Heat fan for basketball. I like the New York Mets, the Pittsburgh Steelers. And for college football, I'm a LSU fan. And basketball, I'm a Seton Hall fan. And I consider myself a pretty biased person, if I'm going to keep myself honest, when it comes to sports. So, like, some of my favorite players are Tyler Hero, Lonzo Ball, LeBron James, Jimmy Butler, Pete Alonso, James Conner, Christian McCaffrey, Joe Burrow from LSU. When I'm talking about those guys, I'm going to be very biased, and I'll just be honest right here. So that's just a little heads up there.
Yeah, I mean, like, I like Saquon, Eli, RJ Barrett, players like that. A lot of the players are my favorite teams and who have played there previously.
All right, so now I think we're time to start here. You ready, Karen?
Yep.
So we're going to do 1 through 8, the playoff teams for both the East and the West for the NBA season this year. So do you want to start with the East?
Yeah.
East is good because it's considered a weaker conference. So that's how we're going to do it. We're going to go back and forth. I'm going to name my 8 seed. He's going to name his 8 seed. 7 seeds and so on. And then at the end, we'll each highlight one team, maybe more, and we'll talk about them.
All right.
So who do you have for the 8 seed?
So I have our 8 seed as the Detroit Pistons.
Pistons. All right. I got the defending champion Toronto Raptors here. All right. 7. Who you got?
The Raptors.
The Raptors. I got the Magic. Okay. All right. Number 6, I got the Nets.
I have the Pacers.
Pacers. Number 5, I have the Pacers.
I have the Heat.
The Heat. Okay. 4, I have the Heat.
4, I have the Nets. 3, I have the Celtics.
I got the Bucks at 3.
I have the Bucks at 2.
I have Celtics at 2.
And I have the Sixers at 1.
We both got the Sixers. So, did we say the same teams, I think? Except the Magic.
Yeah.
I had the Magic, you had the Pistons. Why do you think the Pistons are going to make the playoffs this year?
Drummond and Griffin are potential all-stars. I mean, Griffin was an all-star last year. Drummond can play like an all-star this year. He's been hitting threes in preseason, so hopefully that improves, and they got more help off the bench with D-Rose, so I think that makes them a playoff team.
They also picked up Joe Johnson from the Big 3, which I don't know how people feel about that. He could provide. So I picked the Magic to make it instead of the Pistons because I feel like they were there last year, and all their young guys are going to develop so much more. Mo Bamba's got a lot of potential. Obviously, Aaron Gordon. They re-signed Vucevic, and Markel Fultz could actually maybe prove himself this year. So we'll see what happens with the Magic. But we both had the 76ers at number 1. Why do you like the Sixers so much, Garrett?
Well, I mean, this year and last year, they've had the best starting five, one of the best starting fives in the league. Probably the Warriors were better last year. But still, they improved in their overall. Their defense is incredible this year. They might not have the best shooting like consistently, but hopefully in the regular season, it shouldn't affect them that much.
Star power is all it comes down to for me. You know, they do lack a little bit of depth off the bench, I got to be honest. But when Josh Richardson's your fifth best starter, I'd consider you a pretty good basketball team. So that's probably why we got the Sixers there. And you had the Bucks at number two. I'm assuming that's because of the Greek Freak, but you go more into depth on that.
Yeah, I think Giannis has a very good shot of going back-to-back for MVP. And their roster is basically the same as last year. I think they lost Malcolm Brogdon, and that was their only key player that they lost. So it's basically just going to be the same team as last year, but minus Brogdon, which should cost them a little bit of wins.
I put the Bucks at three. I ended up putting the Celtics over them because I feel like they just have too much talent. Where you bring in Kemba Walker, you bring in Nes Kanter, some good rookies too. Carson Edwards looks pretty good. You know, if Taco could play consistently in the NBA, then they could be a really good team. And, you know, Gordon Hayward, another year removed from the leg injury. Tatum's got a lot of potential. I really like the Celtics. So, give me, like, just one team you want to highlight that you think could surprise a lot of people in the Eastern Conference.
So, I really like the Pacers. I was going to say the Nets, but I hate the Nets. I'm not even going to lie. I think the Pacers, they were the third seed before Oladipo got hurt. So, like, if they can keep this stuff up, then that was fine. They held the third seed for a good amount of time after he got hurt. And so I think that the supporting cast can keep it up until he comes back.
Yeah, they do have a lot of talent there. You know, they had a really good offseason, in my opinion. They were able to pick up TJ Warren for practically nothing. They brought in Jeremy Lamb, Malcolm Brogdon. A lot of talent over there in Indiana. I want to talk about the Heat here. Come on, my favorite team. I think they look amazing this year. You know, Tyler Hero at shooting guard, the rookie, he's a complete bucket. He just makes shots, and he's unbelievable. Jimmy Butler signing, you know, he's going to provide a lot of leadership. You know, Goran Dragic is healthy now. Winslow is going to progress. Bam Adebayo is going to progress. They could be a sleeper championship contender.
Yeah, I might have given Paul Tyler Hero.
Fantasy.
Yeah,
I picked Barrett. That's one of his favorite rookies. He picked Hero, so we did a little swap there. I think I won that trade.
All right, we'll see about that. Only time will tell. Now we're going to the Western Conference, so we'll start from the bottom.
All right, so number eight. Here, we'll just go straight through. I'll go 8-1, and then you go 8-1.
All right.
So number eight seed, I had the Pelicans. 7, I picked the Trailblazers. 6, the Utah Jazz. At number 5 seed, the Houston Rockets. Number 4, the Denver Nuggets. Number 3, the LA Lakers. Number 2, the Golden State Warriors. And number 1, the Clippers.
I didn't realize this, but our bottom half are basically the same. All right, so I have the Kings at 8, the Blazers at 7, the Jazz at 6, the Rockets at 5, the Warriors at 4, the Nuggets at 3, the Clippers at 2, and the Lakers at 1.
A really unpopular opinion, I think, is that we both have the Warriors pretty high. I've seen a lot of people who have actually left the Warriors out of the playoffs, which I think is, like, they have Stephen Curry. I don't know if you've heard of him. They have D'Angelo Russell, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson's going to come back. I don't know how you could hate the Warriors. They're such a good team.
Yeah, I think they're going to be just as good. Maybe they'll be worse, but they'll be very close to that. Steph Curry's going to go off again. He's going to get his buckets. D'Lo will fit perfectly in as a little bit of a worse Klay Thompson replacement, but then they'll get Klay back at the end of the year. So I think they'll maybe start a little low in the beginning of the season and then shoot up near the end.
They're just a good team, well coached by Steve Kerr. So you put the Lakers at number 1 over the Clippers. Why is that?
I did. I feel like people have forgotten how good LeBron and Anthony Davis are and how good they might be together. Anthony Davis could be LeBron's best teammate under Dwayne Wade.
I was about to say, I'm a big Dwayne fan. I was about to argue with you real quick.
They got good pieces around him. They got some shooting in Green and Avery Bradley. So I think that'll help too. So that's why I think that they could be the one seed.
I kind of agree with you, but I ended up going with the Clippers as number 1 because I feel like, you know, the Clippers, they're an odd team in my opinion because you got Paul George who's going to be coming off an injury. And Kawhi Leonard usually likes to get his load management. So injury could be a factor with them, but I feel like the other guys on the team, Lou Williams, Montrezl Harrell, Landry Shamet, Patrick Beverley, Zubac, I think those guys are better than some of the guys the Lakers have over there.
Yeah, I mean, Doc Rivers is a coach of he was a coach of the year candidate last year, and he should be the favorite almost when you look at it.
So we squeaked in a young team there at number 8. I went with the Pelicans. Because I just think that team is so talented. I love Lonzo Ball. He's such a good point guard, in my opinion. You know, Zion's going to have an amazing rookie season. I think some of their other rookies are pretty good, too. You bring in guys like J.J. Redick, Derek Favors, they could be very good this year. Why'd you pick the Kings, Curtin, for number 8?
Well, the Kings were the 9th seed last year. They're only going to improve. De'Aaron Fox is going to has a breakout season, potentially. Marvin Bagley, another one. Harry Giles. They're just going to, I think they break out this year and they make the playoffs. They finally do it.
All right. Well, those were our predictions for both conferences. You know, I think I probably got all 16 of mine right. What about you, Curtin?
I hope so. But now we're going to go on to our next segment. Welcome to the Buzzer Beater, where Paul and I will be given 30 seconds to argue our parts on a debate. Today's debate question is, which NBA player will have the most underwhelming season? And we're going to do 30 seconds on the clock.
You want to set the timer?
I will. Let me just get this up.
Open up your timer real quick. All right. I could start a little early here. I went with Kemba Walker, the newly signed point guard of the Boston Celtics. They gave him a massive contract this offseason for 4 years, $140 million. Don't get me wrong. I like Kemba. He's a great player. I don't like the fit. I got to be honest with you. Well, it's a good fit, but he's not going to be as good as people think he's going to be. He's not getting the same role he got in Charlotte, where he was that sole star player on that team. You know, Jason Tatum is probably going to progress a lot, in my opinion. He's not going to be the focal point of their offense. You got some other guys like Jaylen Brown and Gordon Hayward who are going to score too, so that's why I think Kemba's going to be pretty underwhelming.
Well, he fit that in well this time, and I'm going to just get started.
I could set one for you real quick. You ready, Curtin? You got 30 seconds. Most underwhelming player. Go.
All right. I said DeMar DeRozan. All-star last year, but he's only aging. 30 years old. His game is predicated on mid-range. He shot 15% from deep last year. That's not going to cut it in the NBA, and he just will not be doing well. He is declining athleticism, and I think the Spurs will probably miss the playoffs for the first time in Pop's entire coaching tenure. He'll be less efficient over time, which is going to hurt him in the long run.
Hating on DeMarvelous DeFrozen over here. Okay, that's... All right, so... No, that was our first episode. I don't know. What did you think, Curtin?
I liked it. I think that I got everything right, but hopefully...
And I think I won the buzzer beater.
We will see,
There's
guess.
No way DeRozan's going to decline out here.
I don't know. All right. And that's all the time we have today. Thanks for tuning in, and make sure to check out WestEssexWire.com. Subscribe, like, and comment to the West Essex Wire on YouTube for more episodes. We look forward to seeing you more next time.
And don't forget that Andrew Wiggins is making more money than the Greek Freak.
See ya.
Three, two, one. My name is Paul Gustafson, and I'm joined by Curtin Rastogi.
How do you do? I'm chilling.
What?
I don't know.
Bro, what are you... Okay. You want to restart that?
Sure.
What did you say?
I don't know. I said, how do you do?
What does that mean?